Elizabeth Elliot says that restlessness makes us cynical. We need certainty, surety, security, and that can only be found in God Himself because He's the one that's in charge of everything. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including God's Guidance, A Slow and Certain Light. As you think about God's unchanging principles for your life, here's Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliot talking again today about welcoming a child. I read you the story of Joanna, a handicapped child who has become her mother's prayer partner. Even though she can't speak, she can't see, she has many different handicaps. It was a lovely testimony of how a family has accepted that child as one of their members and learned so many lessons about trusting God through having that child. If you're one of those who would say, I could never go through that, your imagination is at work, but your faith is nowhere. Do we forget that God promised that no trial would ever be assigned for which He would not furnish the grace? Do we realize the value of suffering? When Christ went to the cross for us, what did He take upon Himself? All our griefs, all our sorrows. Now, of course, whenever we look at someone else's trials and tribulations and say, oh, I could never go through that, of course, the answer is, you weren't asked to. But if you are asked to at some time in the future, you can rest assured that the grace will be there. The grace that is given to those who care for the one, such as you would never want to have, that grace is all sufficient. Let's look at Isaiah 53, verses 4 to 6. This is the prophecy of Jesus Christ. Surely He took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered Him stricken by God, smitten by Him, and afflicted. But He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon Him, and by His wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned his own way, and the Lord has laid on Him the iniquity of us all. We can trust God to give us the strength because He Himself has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. When God gives the gift of a child, imperfect physically or mentally, is it an error? Has God made a mistake? Is it the wrong child? Has God given that child to the wrong set of parents and brothers and sisters? God doesn't make any mistakes. Not one. Not ever. No, not even in your case. Do you know about the Ratu family of Greer, South Carolina? They had four children of their own, two of whom died. They have adopted, are you ready for this, 16 children, 10 of whom are seriously handicapped. One of them is a 14-year-old boy who weighs 28 pounds. They have blind children. They have children who are in diapers for life. They have some who are on formula for life because their bodies cannot assimilate ordinary food. They have all kinds of handicaps, and they are the most joyful family from what I gather. I've never met the Ratus, but I've seen a picture of the family, and I have talked to the mother of that family on the phone, and she sounded like the most joyful woman. And when I asked her if I could mention the family and give a little description of it in my newsletter, she was delighted. But you know what really impressed me? At the bottom of the letter, she does not say, if any of you would like to share financially in helping to take care of this family. We would receive your gifts gratefully," or something like that. You know what she says at the end? Not a word about money. She just says, "Let us know how we can help you. Let us know how we can help you." Can you imagine having 18 children and looking for people to help? And she said to me on the phone, when I asked her, "Why do you do this?" She said, "Oh, Elizabeth, there are so many children out there that nobody wants. We want them. We love them. We pray for more children." That's what I call welcoming a child in the name of Christ. I have a little granddaughter who began having seizures when she was about 3 years old. That was very frightening. It was the only kind of handicap that any of my grandchildren have had. God has healed her now. She's 8 years old, and she hasn't had any seizures for 5 years. But if God gives you a child who is seriously, mentally, physically handicapped, be assured that that child is His gift, and God didn't make any mistakes. I have a beautiful letter here from Judy Forbes of Greensburg, Pennsylvania. I wrote and said, "May I use your letter on the radio?" She said, "Yes, please use my testimony with my name. I too believe the precious truths I learned, if embraced, can apply to the entire person, spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical. For me, these truths have grown and deepened with time. His word and character forever. I will be praying for you to reach others in need." And this is her letter. "I've been praying for your daughter, her husband, the child, and the entire situation ever since I first read of the diagnosis of epilepsy. Yet 2 Corinthians 1, 3, and 4 tells us that we can encourage others by our past trials and the encouragement the Lord gave us at that time. So I'm writing to you of my personal experience with epilepsy and the way the Lord took my hand and led the way," Isaiah 42, 16, and 17. "Above all, it must be ever in mind that He created and allowed this for good. He is the source of all, to bring glory and honor to Him. And remember that no weapon that is formed against us will prosper." That's from Isaiah 54, 17. "Now, while all the above is certainly true and enduring, the actual process or walk through can be confusing, frightening, and other perplexing emotions. Seizures are not pretty to an onlooker. They often carry stigmas socially and can be very frightening to the victim. Therefore, I really pray and ask you to pray for the parents' confidence, peace, and serenity so that this can overflow to their daughter, knowing that God is in control over all. God has designed this to be a hidden blessing, treasures in the darkness. We must pray for the wisdom and insight it requires to dig beneath the physical to the ultimate purpose of God in the matter. I have found it easy to become sidetracked into pursuing reduction of the seizures, healing, etc., and get my eyes off of pursuing Christ. Dealing on a continuous basis with doctors and medication can cause us to become preoccupied with that area of the matter and forget that there is a larger plan of God. The Red Sea looked like an enormous problem looming ahead of the people of Israel, but it swallowed up the entire army and its hosts. It's so necessary to maintain a balance between medical knowledge, which the doctor uses as his reference, and faith in God's words and His character. The parent's composure or wavering will be filtered down to the child. They need to come to God as a child and let Him take their hand as He leads them through ways that they do not know. Elizabeth, I walked with this condition from the time I was a child, and they took me to a renowned brain surgeon because it was thought that I had a brain tumor, off and on for years, headaches, all kinds of neurological symptoms, then seizures, I might add. Saved and unsaved, Jewish and Christian, bottom line, He knew me before I was in my mother's womb. He formed every part of my body, and this was ordained, foreknown, predestined to conform me into the image of His Son. My hope comes through Romans 5, 3 to 5. Hope does not disappoint us. Please know that I will be praying for Val and Walt and their precious child in a very special way, of one who has walked the same path. I have to refer to that amazing faithfulness of our God. I would like to share one more personal insight. After an episode, I woke up on my back and heard in my spirit, "Underneath are the everlasting arms." Ever after, I knew I was held in his arms while I was, quote, out, period, unquote. We never go completely down and see corruption. We don't have to eat from the tree of good and evil. Then she puts a P.S. As you can tell, I reopened this letter as I was really compelled by the Spirit to drop a seed that the parents pray for spiritual insight into the behind-the-scenes real issue, the spiritual battle behind the physical manifestation and symptoms. Remember, Satan is fighting for earthen territory, and we have treasures in our earthen vessels. Therefore, he seeks dominion over the way we walk, and he would love to direct our steps. Commit the path of the child to God's plan for her life and stand in faith. Thank you so much, Judy, for that testimony. I read about half the letter before I realized that Judy was talking not about a child of hers, but about herself who has had epilepsy. Isaiah 42, 16 and 17 says this, "I will lead the blind by ways they have not known. Along unfamiliar paths, I will guide them. I will turn the darkness into light before them and make the rough places smooth. These are the things I will do, and I will not forsake them." Romans 11, 36. "For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever and ever." We have a hard time imagining any glory out of physical, mental handicaps. But of course, because we're earthbound and sensuous and unspiritual and faithless, we have a hard time imagining anything that comes through God's grace. The eye of faith alone can see what God sees. Will you trust him?
Anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.